countries, and the scriptures are written in 93 different languages, and we're praying for more. The countries that are not covered are countries that are in the Arab world, North Africa, some of the other communist countries. So we always pray for those other countries that they will open their doors for the gospel. And to our amazement, we have Gideon Camp in Vietnam right now. Doesn't mean that they don't suffer for Christ, but they're witnessing, they're handing out scriptures. And there's also two camps in China. The Chinese camp sent out a message, "You may never hear from us again, but please be praying. You never know when they'll pick us up." But there's about 60 million Christians in China, and most of them are in underground churches. Pray for China. I saw that today they cracked down on a church in their capital, Beijing, and they arrested 200 Christians yesterday, which is today. And please pray for their release. Only God can get them out of that situation. They had been refused. They were meeting in a restaurant, and they were finally kicked out of that restaurant. So the next meeting place was going to be in a public park, and the policemen were waiting for them. So they must have known where they were going. So please pray for those Christians. Last year, the Gideons gave out 80 million scriptures around the world, and that's a lot. That's like every week there's several million that are going out. And the only way that those scriptures can go out is for churches to help us, and that's what churches have been doing. And we give out scriptures around the world. I know of a Gideon here in Lockport. His name is Randy Bjork. And the Gideons asked him last year to go to three countries. One of the countries he went to was Bangladesh. Bangladesh is a very, very poor Muslim country. The food is bad. The population is big. It's really something. He was afraid last year, and he asked for special prayer using his computer. "Please pray for me. The days are okay, but the nights are not." And he was in his hotel room fearing that they would break the door down, and so we had to bathe him in prayer. He went again this year, and I haven't heard of any difficulties other than the food. And as soon as he got back to America, he was able to eat regular food, but it's very difficult there for a lot of people to eat. One of the other countries that he went to last year, I can't mention the name of the country because I didn't write it down, but it's one of the Arab countries over in Southeast Asia. And it's against the law to bring Bibles into that country. They will arrest you. They will put you in jail. So he had made his two stops to two other countries, and he was ready to go to this next one. And he was praying, "Lord, what do I do with these 16 scriptures?" And they count anything that even one sheet of paper is, that's number one. They'll allow you five. Then he had a few Bibles, New Testaments, and some teaching material and so forth. So he laid it out before the Lord with a suitcase and said, "Lord, should I obey this wicked law, or should I trust you and bring them through?" And he prayed and he prayed and he prayed, and God told him what to do. Put them on the top of your suitcase. So that's what he did. He laid them all out so that they would see those right away. So he's going through customs, and they signal to him to put his computer up on the x-ray machine, and they put that through. And he's getting ready to lift his other luggage up, and they say, no, 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 just that. And so all his luggage went through, and it was God's hand doing it. So when he got to the Gideon location and he brought out those Bibles, they had their mouths wide open because they had not seen a Bible in 5 years. And this guy had about 10 or 12 Bibles for them. Also, when he was teaching that particular group, they turned up the music on a radio, and he said, can you turn that down because I'm trying to speak? And they said, no, no, you have to keep the music up because they are listening, and if they pick up anything, they could come and arrest us all. So what a situation. Well, God was good, and God has been adding to his church. You know, there's a verse of scripture that says that under every, he's got people in every kingdom, every principality, every area. I really believe that God is bringing his church together in areas that you wouldn't think there were Christians. They are there, and God is speaking to people, and he's going to have every country represented, I believe, in heaven, and that's of his doing. I wanted to give you a quick report about Japan. I hope you've been praying for Japan. It's a Gideon country, by the way. There are 1,450 Gideons there. Some of them might have lost their lives. But we have heard good news that the majority are fine. They might have lost their house, but God is helping them. 70% of Japan, I didn't know this. It used to be that they had their own religion and stuff like that, worshiping ancestors or whatever it was. But there's been a lot of change over the last few years, and about 70% of Japan does not have any desire to affiliate with any religion or anything like that. They're just materialistic. That's their God. So it's an opportunity to witness. And in Japan, last September, they had a national conference in Sapporo. That was right where the tsunami came in and wiped out the town. But back in September, the Gideons all met from the nation, and they had special speakers, and then they went out into the community and handed out scriptures and visited Christian churches. So there are Christians in Japan. So the number one thing for us to do is to keep praying, because Japan is looking for comfort for their hearts, and comfort can happen through Jesus Christ. We had a Twitter, I don't know what a Twitter is, but probably you do, from Japan, that occurred about 6 hours after the earthquake. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord will come. They were looking for Jesus because it was such a terrible thing. There are several messages from around the world to Japan. This one group of Gideons, we are praying for the Japanese Gideons and their families, as well as Christians who have lost loved ones, homes, livelihoods, that hearts may be open to the Lord. Another camp sent a message, please pray for my daughter-in-law, whose mother is in Tokyo. She is interested in becoming a Christian. Pray that she will accept Christ soon. People in Zambia, I don't even know where that is, in Africa. My heart is healed to learn that most Gideon families are safe in Japan. We continue to pray for our brothers and sisters. There's messages from Pakistan, from Paris, France. So many Christians are concerned. The first Gideons started in Japan in 1950. Right now there are 168 camps, that's groups of men and women, in Japan. And so far, since 1950, 34 million copies of God's Word have been handed out. So they do have a witness, so please continue to pray for them. There's many people with so many broken hearts. I spoke here about a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, so I decided to make sure that I wouldn't speak of the same thing. I have some other things that have happened with the Gideons. There was a young woman in the Ukraine, and she was very depressed. This is one of the used to be a communist country, and she was walking beside a body of water, and she was thinking of doing herself in. And all of a sudden, something hit her in the face, and she thought it was a leaf. It wasn't a leaf. It was from the book, a page from the Book of Psalms. Somebody had apparently, in disgust, ripped up the scriptures. She read that, and she sought out some Christians, and she became a Christian. Can you imagine that? That's how God is. God is so powerful. In Siberia, there is a tribe of Indians called Nenet. And they're fishermen. They like to go out into the Bering Strait there and to bring in fish to feed their families. And so one of these fishermen was out there, or getting ready to go out there, and he was praying to the gods, whatever god would listen. And all of a sudden, a Gideon New Testament fell down next to him. Now, where do you get a Gideon Testament from? He didn't know it, but there was a helicopter that had been flying around delivering food stuff to the Indians and the Siberian people there that were in deep need. And on that helicopter, there was a box of Gideon New Testament that had been printed in this native language. And the co-pilot said, what are we doing with these? And he just threw them out of the helicopter, and one of them came down next to this fisherman, and he knew this was a sign from God. So he started reading this, and he took it home when he was done fishing. 30 other people accepted Christ. Now there's a church in his village. That's the power of Christ. You know, he can do it. In Uganda makes me shudder because of the history that's behind it. Many, many dictators ran Uganda. But in the last 20 or 30 years, things have been a little bit better. Where Gideons were visiting that country, and they happened to be walking along this ridge toward another area, and they happened to look down in the valley, there was a school. And they thought, well, let's go down there and hand out some scriptures. So they, by the time they got there, all the kids had gone home for the day. The school teacher came out and said, we've been praying for you to come for the last few weeks. And the school teacher started ringing the bell. And when the kids heard the bell in the whole area, between 600 and 800 kids came back to school. And each one of them got a scripture, a Bible handed to them. So that's how God works. He knew that they needed that. Something similar happened in Kenya. A school administrator had been praying every day for 2 years. They didn't have any textbooks in their school. They were so poor. But they did have five little New Testaments that they had received somewhere along the line that had been passed to them from the Gideons. So when the Gideons visited, they were so happy to see them, and they passed this out. And now they said, now we have something that we can do homework with. So they do homework with the little New Testaments in their language. And where do these Bibles come from? From places like this. I met a Gideon undertaker, so if anybody needs a Gideon, but he's a great soul winner, but he didn't do so well with his cousin. And it really broke his heart. You know how difficult it is to witness to your own, but you can witness to somebody else? Well, God spoke to his heart. His cousin was having physical problems, and he got there and he looked through the window. His cousin was laying down. He had passed away. And he went over to his cousin, could not revive him, but laying there next to him on the floor was a little Bible. And he saw it and he picked it up. This fella had accepted Christ before he was called home. So what this Gideon couldn't do, God did. You know, God is not going to let a single person go that does not hear his gospel and respond. So he learned a valuable lesson. Fred Hanukkah lived in Florida, and during the Vietnam War, he became a medic, and he was in several battles with his American soldiers. But one day, the enemy came up behind them and captured a bunch of them and led them away. So he went to a prison camp, and the guards were very vicious and would hit him and stuff like that. And he was in solitary confinement, and he was there for 4 years until three of them found a way to escape. And after about 10 days, they found American soldiers and they got repatriated. So after he had served in Vietnam, several years went by and he made his way back to Florida. His mom and dad gave him a call. I just got a letter from Vietnam. and he thought, this is strange. So he had his mom and dad read the letter. One of the prison guards that had been very vicious to him had found the New Testament because they left everything behind and escaped. And the man started reading this New Testament. He made his way into Thailand. He eventually made his way to Florida. And he accepted Christ through reading this New Testament. So the letter was an invitation to please come down, since you're in Florida, please come down and visit and speak in my church. So when they finally did meet, the prison guard got on his knees and begged forgiveness for hurting this man so bad. And so then a date was set to go to the church. But in the meantime, one of the hurricanes came through the area. And this Vietnam man had become a pastor by that time. And during the hurricane, he went outside to see how the rest of the parishioners were doing, because they all lived in the area. And he was killed by the storm. But the Gideon still went to visit the wife after this and spoke at the church. And the wife gave him his New Testament back. And God's Word is so powerful, because God had been saving a lot of these Vietnamese people through God's Word. And God uses the weak things to confound the wise. I thank the Lord for what He has done and how He has saved so many people through the Gideon ministry. But it's not without sacrifice. Here in the United States, we have about 200,000 Gideons. Can you imagine that? It's like having 200,000 missionaries. You don't have to pay them a penny either. It's all done for free. And we go from church to church, those that would have us. Some don't, and that's okay. We go and hand out scriptures at train stations, at military centers, hospitals, schools, things like that. God is good. I was handing out scriptures at the Erie County Fair 2 years ago. I hope this is not a repeat. And I saw another booth in a different building, and I asked the person where was he from. He had a Spanish accent. He said he was from Puebla, Mexico. And I said, Puebla? You're kidding me. Did you hear what God did in Puebla? And he said, no, I've been here in the States as a missionary. Now, you think America needs a missionary? Yes, it does. We'll take all we can get. In Puebla, we had a Bible distribution in Puebla. And we had passed out many, many scriptures to police stations, high schools, elementary schools, hospitals, doctors' offices, places like that. Probably over 200,000 went into that town. One evening after the Gideons had worked all day, usually it's like a 7-day event, that you hand out scriptures. And then we have a pastor's appreciation banquet at the very end. But two couples were in a Mexican restaurant. It was a big restaurant in Puebla. And one of the waitresses came around, and before they took the order, one of the Gideons explained and gave her a New Testament and described how it says in here that God loves you, all are sinners, what God's remedy is for sin, and all may be saved. And after this was explained to her, she says, I want to accept Jesus as my Savior. So right there in the restaurant, she accepted Christ. So she took the order, and a few minutes later, another waitress came up. And she wanted to get saved. She had heard about her friend. And she got saved. Then another. At least 10 people accepted Christ in that restaurant. And that's the power of God's Word. Only God can do that. So this fellow at the Erie County Fair was so excited to hear about this, he could hardly wait to get home. He had been in the state for 10 months, had 2 more months to go, because he goes to fair, witnessing and leading people to Christ. So God is wonderful. God can do all things. The 100% of funds that the Gideons gather go for scriptures. How we do have some people that get paid. How do they get paid? We pay dues, and out of the dues, get paid for a few people in Nashville, Tennessee, which is the headquarters. But all other funds, 100%, come in and they go for scriptures. Well, this little scripture costs $1.31 now because of inflation. It was $1.30. And the bigger Bibles are still $5. And so we hand out these scriptures, and then we give funds out so that other countries can have scriptures too. I was invited at the last minute to go to Venezuela, and the problem with me not going was I would have to raise my own funds to go, because Gideons pay their own way. I would have paid for the plane fare, the hotel, and the food, and then back again, because not 1 cent comes out of the money that is taken in. So that's what Gideons do, and because of short notice, I said, call me next time. So I'm hoping for that. Another way that funds are raised is through our Gideon card. Now it's a brand new program. And if you're interested, I can exchange this new one for your old one. But basically, these are cards that are either in memory, in recognition, or thinking of you. And then there's other cards too, but on the internet. But these cards are free, and then you put a check in for how many Bibles you want in honor of someone. We had one teenager that had passed away, and I hate seeing that happen, but in his memory, over 2,400 scriptures were bought in his memory through the Gideon card situation. We also need prayer. I had mentioned military centers. Since 1941, we've been handing out scriptures to people in the military when they're inducted into the service. So the last 2 years this has been taken away from us. So we're praying that God would bring it back. So please be praying for that. So there's people, and there's pressure on the chaplains. They have scriptures given to them, but there's a lot of pressure going on there with what's been going on in the country. So please pray for that situation. I think I've run out of material, but why don't we take a moment to pray. Father in heaven, we're so thankful for your ministry. It's not ours, Lord, it's yours. You've given your word out, and we don't know how people are saved without even a messenger. But you do that, Lord. You can save people just with a portion of Scripture, and you can bring people into your kingdom. Father, we thank you so much, and we do pray for the Gideons, and we pray that you would be with our brothers and sisters in Japan as they mourn, and we pray that you would lift them up. We pray that we might hear many, many stories coming from Japan of people turning to Christ, and we pray that you would answer their prayers. Father, when we do pray for this military situation where we can no longer give out scriptures, and we pray that you will make this right, and we just pray that you would help those Christian counselors and chaplains and the services, Lord, to be able to witness and to get the word out. We pray, Lord, that you would speak to our country and help us to respond to your word. Thank you so much, Lord, for what you've done this evening. We pray that you would bless each one of us. In Jesus' name.